fighting, hatred, fear. Had enough of the noise?
And welcome, healers, to Energetic Health Radio. Oh my goodness, we got a great show for you today, everybody. We got a wonderful show about healthy habits. You know, one of the things that we are learning is that we just rushed right in and accepted so many things as, wow, look at this. I don't have to be inconvenienced. I don't have to have a Thomas guide in the back of my vehicle anymore, where I'm looking for D4, you know, on the map and trying to figure out how to get anywhere. And I don't have to print out MapQuest pages to tell me where to turn. I can now just put on a device on my phone. I can put an app on my phone and it'll tell me everywhere I need to go. And now I need to take my phone everywhere. Oh my God, you mean I can have a digital wallet on my phone too? And I just can show little scannings and things like that. Oh my God. And that's so much easier now. I don't have to worry about losing this or losing that. And if I forgot something, I have it right there on my phone. Folks, all of that was by design. It was all social engineering for you to pay for your own tracking, for you to pay so that not just the company, but anyone with access to that data, which is your government, could know where you are and what you're doing. When I was growing up, one of the things that was always at the forefront of Americans' consciousness was a right to privacy. It was a constant topic, no matter what you might find yourself talking about. Well, that's an invasion of privacy. Well, that's an invasion of privacy. Well, that would be an invasion of privacy. You heard that phrase all the time because we were so hysterical about maintaining our own privacy. And I'm going to tell you something. That's how it should be. But what we've given up now for convenience, right? Because that's what we do. It's always trade-offs. And we're like, well, I don't want to be inconvenienced, so I'm going to trade off my freedom. We keep trading our freedom off. We keep trading our right to privacy, our right to be free, our right to make decisions. Do you know one of the things that just irritates the absolute bejeebus out of me are these computer updates? Now, here it is. I bought my computer, so it's mine, right? It's mine. And Microsoft, hi, Bill. I can't stand you, Bill. But Bill keeps updating my computer. And why do they say they're updating my computer? Because they want it to perform well, and there's all these evil entities out there. Well, they're the evil entities. You know, when you buy the Norton and or whatever thing to clean your computer off, that's the thing that's putting the damn virus on your computer. You're paying to have your computer infected so that the thing you paid for can look like it was working. This is the brilliance of Bill Gates. You know, the guy that never graduated from anywhere but is somehow a bazillionaire. Never went to medical school, but somehow gets to administer medicines to children in India that end up killing and maiming over 600 girls. You know that guy? The guy that looks at you like you are a computer program and you need to be updated after he pumps the virus into you? One of the things that irritates me is Microsoft Edge, that damn browser. Because every time there's an update, that damn browser, which is, if you read the fine print, stealing your data, shows up on my computer again, and I have to work to get it off. Now, I happen to be a computer nerd, so I don't have any problem going into RegEdit and editing my registry. I don't have a problem with going into safe mode and going back to remember the old C prompts. I don't have a problem going in there and deleting directories. But do you know why I did something yesterday that just grinds my gears? This is my laptop. I paid for it. I paid for all the stuff on this. I go to great lengths to keep everything private. I have a VPN on my computer that you can't even use anymore because these companies have figured out, in my effort to pay to maintain my own privacy, these companies have figured out ways to make sure you can't access the login page if you're on a VPN now. So I have to turn my VPN off to log into certain places, which totally defeats the purpose of a VPN. They don't want you to have privacy anymore. They want to know every damn thing about you. So here's this damn Microsoft Edge on my computer again for the umpteenth time. And I go and I read up on the new tech guides and everything. 2024, what's the new stuff? Because I had set it up so it couldn't be put into my computer again. I had put some fail safes in my registry to make sure it could not come in and on any update again. And Microsoft figured a way to get beyond those because Microsoft doesn't want you to have your privacy. And it is the antithesis of a globalist agenda for you to have your own sovereignty, for you to have your own privacy. You will eat the bugs and you will like it. You will give us all of your property and you will like it. You will look at me as if I am a Simpsons character and you will like it. These are the things that it just drives you crazy. So I'm looking at this Microsoft Edge on my computer again. I'm like, you SOB. And so I go learn to get this damn thing off. And you know, my first attempt, you know what really fried me yesterday? I'm getting all this stuff off, and I'm no slouch when it comes to tech stuff. I used to be a computer programmer. I went from being a mechanical engineer to being a database developer to then going in and being a doctor. I am not unskilled when it comes to working with computers. Heck, I got a school, Energetic Health Institute, that's all online, and I know how to do everything behind the scenes. So I'm on the C prompt and I'm trying to delete these stupid Edge directories, these last four damn Edge directories that I couldn't get off. And do you know what my computer had the nerve to tell me? Access denied. What? This is my computer. I own this. I pay for all of the things on the computer. It's telling me point blank that my access to my own property is denied by Bill Gates. We got to get this out of our head that because somebody's a billionaire, we should celebrate them. The only people that become billionaires are people who have done horrible things. Now, maybe there's some unicorn billion out there that did everything right just to prove that you could be there. Maybe he's out there. I don't see him. So yeah, no, I'm not falling for Elon either. He's got Skylink up in the upper atmosphere right now. And where does Sky, or excuse me, not Skylink. Was it, does he call it Skylink or Skynet? Which one is it? Is it Skynet? It's Skynet. Where did we see Skynet, folks? Terminator, I'm from the future. Do you think that's by accident? He wears an upside down cross. Do you think that's by accident? Stop celebrating people because they have money. Just like stop celebrating people because they stole an election. Stop celebrating people because they did something you haven't done yet. It's no feat to be evil. There's no greatness in hurting another human being or stealing from another human being or not caring that you've hurt another human being when maybe you were trying to do something altruistic. There's no great feat in that. There's nothing admirable. Oh, my life would be better if I had $1 billion. Trust me, it would not. Your life would be what your life would be, no matter how much or how little money you have. All money does is it makes you more of what you already are. And if you're a bastard, it's going to make you a bigger bastard. And that's what we're seeing right now. So I couldn't believe yesterday when I'm going through all of these hoops to get Microsoft's Edge all-seeing eye off of my computer. And I'm down to four directories, and I have my computer telling me that my access to it is denied. Livid yesterday. So livid that I figured out how to get those four damn directories off my computer. I'll be in charge of where my access is, Mr. Bill Gates, when it's my property. Thank you very much. Even if that means I got to take a sledgehammer and a flamethrower to this damn thing at some point, which I assure you I will and have no problem doing. Healers, it is crucial that we not surrender our freedoms for convenience, that we do not engage in that exchange. It is crucial that we return to the conversations, not just about our rights to privacy, but that we are on the eternal lookout for where our privacy is being invaded, which is everywhere you look and see now. In today's show, we're going to be talking about healthy habits. We have to get into a better relationship with these technologies, our computer, our phone, the Wi-Fi router. We have to get into better relationships with them so that we get back into the driver's seat and they don't do what they're designed to do, which is activate bioweapons, latent bioweapons that are being deposited in us from cancer chemtrails in the sky, water from water treatment facilities that we have to purify before we put it in our bodies, our food system, and sadly, the frequencies which are all around us. One of the things that I know I'm going to be taking a lot of heat on this year, and I do not care. Like I've told my students, when you're right, you have a obligation, a duty to speak that truth. When you can back it up, even if there are a million people telling you you're wrong and you know you're right, you have the obligation to hold that ground. It's not numbers, it's who believes more in what they're doing. The greatest energy always prevails. I don't care if a million people say I'm wrong and they can't prove why I'm wrong. If I'm the one standing there and I can prove why I'm right, that's the greatest energy. So we're going to get into a better relationship with the things that we accepted into our lives as conveniences without understanding the consequences. We didn't read the fine print to learn that our phones were only licensed for 6 minutes of continual use in a 24-hour period. We didn't read that. We just signed. We didn't read that our phones have at least four and some five antennas constantly turned on if we don't take precautionary steps and understand where to use certain things and get into better habits. We didn't understand that distance matters, that every inch you get away from your phone is an inch where the EMF field drops exponentially. So much so that in many cases, by the time you get to 6 inches, it's negligible. And by the time you get to 10 to 12 inches, it's non-existent. But if you're touching it, you are lighting yourself up like a Christmas tree, especially if you have quantum dot deposition within your tissues. go back to a couple weeks when I was talking about quantum dots, if you want to review that. And if you have heavy metals in your body and mineral imbalances, any of those things, healers, and that phone is going to light you up. And the more it lights you up, the more you're going to see cellular dysfunction, the more you're going to see electron distribution issues in your cell structure, the more you're going to see changes in how protein synthesis occurs, the more it is going to make you feel bad. If you've ever held your phone and you felt those little tinglies going up your arm, that isn't you imagining something. That's a physical reality, changing your nervous system and changing your cellular environment. It just so happens that that physical reality is delivered invisible to you via EMFs, magnetic fields, electric fields, and radio frequency fields, and the combination of which have all been shown in the literature to be able to activate things like quantum dots and even activate things like plasmids. So what we have to do, healers, is real simple. We have to learn a better way. And that better way is going to take us back to the true shield. And that shield is Mother Earth. And how do you know it's going to work? Because when you do it, you're going to feel better. If you've ever taken off your shoes and walked on the sand at a beach or walked on some grass out in nature, maybe at a park, and noticed, oh, I just feel better doing this. Well, that's not you making something up either. That's actually happening. And we can explain the physics of why, if you need that. My ultimate hope is that you don't need things like that, and you learn how to trust what you feel, because ultimately that's where we want to be. But it's a journey, and we'll get there together. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about healthy phone usage, and I'm going to start giving you some stuff that's so important to our long-term health that it's not something I can just sit on and wait. It's a conversation that we have to start having immediately right now, and that we're going to keep having and keep having and keep having until we have shared everything we can with you so that you have all the tools you need to be in a better relationship with your phone, and for your body to benefit, your health to benefit, your heart to benefit, your spirit to benefit as a result. Be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I got to tell you a couple things. Number one, Energetic Health Radio is sponsored by Global Healing. And you know by now, simply the finest, most effective, most potent natural medicines in the world today. There is no company doing it better than Global Healing. All right. And I'm not just saying that. I don't actually earn a penny saying that. I want you to hear that from me. I'm not saying that because somebody paid me to say that. I'm saying that because it's the facts. It's the truth. And it's the truth because you understand all the great lengths they go to making sure their source material is organic. They test the source material when it comes in. They do three different tests on the source material to confirm that it's actually what it says it is. And then they make sure all the employees working with the products are having a good day. You actually cannot work that at Global Healing if you aren't having a good day. They'll send you home with full pay, by the way, until you get your stuff right. They don't want any bad energy around the medicine making. And then they'll gently extract the nutrients, slowly extract the nutrients, making sure they're not compromising the potency. And then they test the final product again, not just with lab testing, but also with Rillian photography to ensure that the energy fields are there. Folks, it cannot be done better. And that doesn't mean there aren't other companies doing a great job in their own right, but there's no one doing it better than Global Healing. Go and learn their catalog, put in promo code out loud. Like you hear me talking about all the time, I'm in love with their vitamin C. Make sure you go and get some of that vitamin C. You will fall in love with it too. It is off the charts. Great. Make sure you go and check out Ultimate Cellular Health as well. Get some of that copper and help correct any protein synthesis issues that are going on, especially if you've been diagnosed with a serious disease and especially if you got those damn shots. And number three, make sure you check out Foreign Protein Cleanse from Dr. Artis, right? Inspired by Dr. Artis. Great product, especially if you're going to be around people or traveling. Fantastic thing to have on hand, along with his microsomal EDTA. All right, just great stuff coming out of Global Healing. We love them. We're going to prop them up. When I found the best in the world, folks, I don't need to go looking anywhere else. Global Healing's the best. I don't go looking anywhere else. All right, that's just how it works. Use promo code OUTLOUD and make sure you get a little bit bigger discount. Promo code OUTLOUD, go to globalhealing.com. Energetic Health Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you, people who are ready to stop being patients and start being students, people who desire to be healthy so that they can be free. That's really what this comes down to, folks. We want you out of the matrix. We want you on God's divine design and living life on your terms. And to do that, you better know what you're doing. We're going to help you figure that out. We have a great detox class starting next week. All right. This is one of our most popular classes. I don't know how many spaces we have left, but I think there's only a couple. Make sure and go and check it out. Energetic cleansing and fasting. We're going to show you how to cleanse for 28 days, get into deep cleansing in your body. And we're going to help you learn how to fast so you can do it confidently and be very confident. You know what you're doing moving forward, a life skill that'll serve you for the rest of your life. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org, energetichealthinstitute.org, and join us for detox or check out everything else we're doing because there's a whole lot of good going on at EHI, and we hope you want to be someone who comes and joins our family. All right, healers, let's talk about safe phone usage, and I want to share with you this journey. I've been testing so much stuff over the last several months. We started out after Healing for the Ages. By the way, Healing for the Ages, put on your calendar March 27th. 5 p.m. Pacific, we have another free event for you. Just go to healingfortheages.com. Make sure you sign up for our free event, and see you on Wednesday, the 27th at 5 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be sharing a lot of this information, plus some more stuff. And especially, we're going to be talking about sleep systems and things you can do at home for grounding. We got some great stuff we've been testing, folks, and I can't wait to share it with you. So when we're talking about phones, for months we've been testing, months. We did the Healing for the Ages, and everybody's asking us, oh my God, what about these 5G towers? Oh my God, what about all this, these 5Gs, these EMFs? What should we do? How do I shield this from my body? How do I keep this out of my body? Oh my God. Calm down. Okay. Calm down. We said we would start testing and figuring some stuff out. We would start testing and start checking and seeing just how well these shielding products are working, because there's such a big industry around this, right? There's such a big industry. Something must be working. You go to the websites and you see that there's independent testing. FCC has tested this and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh my goodness, everybody can't be wrong. They tested it. It must work. I don't need to test it because they did, right? That's the same thing Pfizer said, y'all. That's the same thing Moderna said, y'all. That's the same thing Johnson & Johnson said, y'all. That's the same thing the FDA said, y'all. That's the same thing the Health and Human Services Department said, y'all. That's the same thing the CDC said, y'all. We tested it. You don't have to worry about it. It's safe and effective. Now, I don't know about you. That don't work for me. If it's going in or on my body, I'll be the person doing the testing on that. So I started doing testing. And I'm going to be very upfront with y'all. I've spent well over $10,000, easily over $10,000, probably in the $15,000 to $20,000 by now. Testing products. Does this work? Does that not work? Doesn't make me the expert, and I haven't tested everything. Don't get me wrong. But I started looking for patterns. Does anything work? Because if something works, I'm going to endorse it. We're going to set up an affiliate account so that school gets some benefit, hopefully, from it, right? We're going to share it with you. I'm going to use it. I don't recommend anything I don't use. That's where I am. If I'm using it, I want to tell people about it because I've tested it and I know it works. If I'm not using it, though, I can't endorse it. You understand what I'm saying? So we start testing, after the conference, because I thought, I'll test a couple things. We'll see that they work and we'll be able to validate with people and be like, yeah, this works. And I would get one of these and I would get this and I'll get one of those. And if you can afford it, this thing's a little pricey, but blah, 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 blah. I would do that. But I had somebody come and ask me a question a couple of weeks ago. Dr. H, when are you going to publish a list of companies and products for shielding? So we can go and buy that stuff because I want to protect me and the people I love. Well, I want to protect me and the people I love too. Said, I'll publish it as soon as I find something that works. The next shielding product that I test that works will be the first, y'all. Let me say that to you again so you get this. The next shielding product that I test that works will be the first. There's so many people putting products out there and they say they're testing them. Some of them do, some don't. But some of them say they're testing. I'm like, how did you test this? How did you test this to say that it works? It took me 2 seconds to show you that it doesn't work. 2 seconds in a tri-field and I can prove to you it doesn't work. 2 seconds in a multimeter and I can prove that it doesn't work. Well, you must be doing it wrong. Please. I got a degree in engineering, dog. It's crazy to me how many people think I'm smart and stupid at the same time. All right? Now, listen to me. It doesn't work. And it doesn't work because we are bombarded on all sides at all times, particularly those people living within a city, with EMFs. Unless you are ready to live underground with, 2 foot thick concrete all around this bunker that you're in, Unless you're ready to do something like that, you are not going to be able to avoid all these EMFs. And that place that you're in can't be wired, can't have any electricity. I mean, what are we talking about? As long as those 5G towers are up, and they went up intentionally all around the world at the exact same time during a supposed pandemic. You want to talk about cover? That's what the whole pandemic was about. Get the 5G towers up without anybody being able to stop it. That was their checkmate move. So now you're getting hit with radio frequencies and magnetic fields and electric fields all the time. And you're going to tell me that putting on some underwear is going to protect your NADs? Come on, man. You're going to tell me that putting on a hat is going to protect your brain? You're going to tell me that wearing a little pendant on your chest is going to block all that? You're going to tell me that putting a little sticker on your phone is going to stop all that? Come on, y'all. I mean, I know I want to believe too, right? But I have a simple premise. I don't guess when I can know something. I don't want to extend the love and faith I have for God to anything that man has created. I don't want to have that same relationship. That relationship between me and God is special. It is built on faith. It is built on open communication. It is built on belief. But I don't want belief in my science. Whenever you hear somebody claim to be a scientist and they are telling you, I believe X, Y, or Z, they're expressing faith. They're not expressing proof. How many times you hear Fauci and friends say, I believe X, Y, or Z? You're not talking about science anymore. You're talking about faith. You're talking about the cult of vaccinology. That's what you're talking about. So why, if we are not cool with it, with those damn shots, why would we allow it to come into our lives in any other way? Because we think these people are on our side? Are you sure? Are you sure that shielding isn't a CIA op? I'm not sure of that anymore. I don't have proof yet, but I'm going to go look around. I'm going to go look for the first companies that come up talking about shielding and who funded them. I'm going to go look around. Because if you're getting hit from all sides, how are you going to shield that? How are you going to shield against that? How are you going to block that? I just tested a company, and I'm going to tell you all right now, if somebody failed, I'm not going to tell you which company failed. I'm only going to tell you stuff that's working. Why? Because I don't feel like the legal headaches. We have a mission, and I don't feel like being distracted because somebody's talking about me slandering them. No, it's the whole industry. Okay, there. Now, come and get me. I just tested a laptop pad that claimed to drop magnetic fields coming off the bottom of your computer by 99%. I just tested that. Took me less than 2 seconds to show that it didn't do one damn thing, didn't drop the magnetic field one percentile that I can measure. Not one percentile. Cost $120 though. I just tested a device to get plugged into a outlet that's supposedly to stop all AC current. Didn't stop any of the AC current. Easy test on a multimeter. Didn't stop any of it. $300. I tested a device that you were supposed to be able to set next to your smart meter if you were unlucky to get one of those installed and was supposed to take out smart meters. Now, I stood in front of a smart meter like a dumbass for about 4 or 5 minutes doing some testing and developed radiation sickness. And how do I know it is? Because I've had it before. It only took me 4 minutes standing about within 3 feet of a smart meter directly in front of it to develop radiation sickness. Do you know why I stood in front of it for 4 minutes? Because my dumb ass thought that the remediation device that I had put on there was working and I was trying to measure it. And that device didn't do anything. Guess how much it cost though? $1,500. $1,500, folks. Shielding doesn't work. But earthing and grounding does. And we're going to talk about that in future episodes starting next week. So with your phones, what I want to begin with here, and in the last segment, we'll go through everything. With your phone use, the first habit is to make sure you turn off your blue light. Now, how do you get to that? Most of them are called warming light or night light or something. They have cute names for it. So you're going to have to go into your settings, whether it's an Apple or whether you're an Android system or something like that. But you're going to have to go in and make sure you turn off your blue light. Blue light without accompanying UV spectrum light, without near infrared, near and far infrared spectrum light, as what comes off the sun. When you are absent UV, when you're absent infrared, and you're only using blue light spectrum, that's what's coming off your phone, that's what's coming off your computer. That is enough to charge up quantum dots in your embedded in your cell structure. That's all it takes. That's how good they've gotten with their technology. All they have to do is expose you to blue light without UV spectrum or without near and far infrared. And it charges up the quantum dots, and it actually has been shown to activate plasmids as well. That's how good they've gotten. Everything is by design, healers. It's not an accident. It wasn't a whoopsie. But you can do something about it when you know what you need to do. And it starts with making sure whatever's coming off your screen has much more red light in it. Red light that activates cytochrome C within your mitochondria to help encourage the production of energy within your cells. If you looked at my screen right now on my computer, it looks a little red. I mean, I actually have to turn it off when I'm doing screenshots and things like that. But that's the way it is. I had to learn what they were doing so I could learn how easy it was to stop it. And the first step with your phone is make sure you turn off the blue light and keep it off. We'll be right back with more Energetic Health Radio and the rest of the phone recommendations just for you right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
All right, healers, welcome back. Last segment here. Let's get into this phone use now. Let's talk about these rules and things you can do. Now, you got your phone. You figured out how to turn off the blue light. Okay, if you have to do a little duck-duck-going, do a little duck-duck-going and figure out what you got to do for your specific phone. Where is it in the settings? How do you turn it off? Once you turn it off, it should stay off, but you're going to have to check, especially during updates. You know what I mean? Because these companies are clever too. Just like Bill, when we were talking about in the first segment, they'll turn stuff back on. So you got to go and make sure that it's turned off, especially after an update. But one of the things I find now is that when I look at someone else's phone, instantly my eyes and my head start hurting because I no longer allow that unadulterated blue light to come into me. So it's crazy how quickly your body adjusts and adapts and go, oh my God, thank you for not having that blue light pouring into our eyes. So that when you see it again, it starts really hurting. Same thing when I see like the new LED blue lights coming off of cars and stuff like that. They hurt. They hurt because I'm not exposing myself to blue light only anymore. And I encourage you to do the same, right? The only thing I'm ever going to recommend to you is what I can prove. The only thing I'm going to ever recommend to you is what I'm doing as well. Now, next for us, there are some rules. So it starts about these damn antennas. All right. And I've got some videos that we're shooting next week. I'm shooting about 30 videos next week from all the testing we've been putting together. We're going to show you this. I'm not just making this stuff up. I'm going to show you. Rule number one is when you're at home, make sure that the LTE is off. Make sure that your Bluetooth is off if you are not using Bluetooth. And here's the big one, healers. Make sure your location is always off unless you are using Waze or Map, or you know, you're trying to get directions somewhere. Then turn it on temporarily and turn it right back off. No one needs to know where you are. That's ridiculous. But that is an antenna that is always on, that GPS is always on, because they want to know where you are. And where are you? Because of our habits, wherever your phone is now. How many people walk anywhere in their house without their phone these days, let alone leave their house, right? We are addicted to this damn device as if it's an extra appendage for us. So, number one, at home, only use your Wi-Fi. Turn off your other antennas. Turn off the Bluetooth, turn off the LTE, and especially make sure that your location is off. And now it's going to be much harder for them to track you. I don't doubt that there's some sub program in there that they can access if they want to, but I don't know about that yet. I'm controlling what I can control. One final time, because I really want you to get this for that healthy habit at home or in your office. Same thing, right? Same thing in your office if you drive to work. Wi-Fi on, LTE off, Bluetooth off unless you're using it, location off. Okay? When you are sleeping, phone nowhere near your bed. I'm talking put it in the bathroom. I'm talking put it across from you, nowhere near your bed, at least 6 feet away from where you are sleeping. There's your 6 foot. There's your distancing. There's your safe distancing right there. Put it in airplane mode if you use it for an alarm or something like that. airplane mode is supposed to turn off all of your antenna except for GPS. So make sure you have to go into your settings usually to turn off your location, to turn off GPS, okay? Put it in airplane mode when you're sleeping, or better yet, turn the damn thing off completely. The only time I can confirm that there is no emissions coming off of this damn device is when it's completely off, and I'll show that in videos. If you are charging your phone, all the more reason for it to be in airplane mode when you're charging, because the emissions skyrocket when your phone is plugged in, and especially if you make a call with it, or even worse, use like some kind of FaceTime, some kind of video chat feature, Zoom. Those are when they go off the charts in terms of emissions. So imagine this scenario where you have all of your antennas on while you're holding your phone and you want to FaceTime someone from way far away. Well, while you're holding that, all you're doing is charging up your body. All you're doing is bringing in unhealthy EMFs into your physical body, into your cell structure that's going to damage your DNA, throw off protein synthesis, and make you sick. That's how it works. So turn off the blue light at home, Wi-Fi only, every other antenna off, the GPS location stays off, unless you're needed for direction somewhere, and then turn it on temporarily and turn it right back off. That's the habit for that. And when you're sleeping, at least 6 feet away from where you sleep, and when it's plugged in, airplane mode, or better yet, just completely off. These are the habits that we need to develop that no one taught us, and we better figure them out really soon. When you're away from home, you ready for this one, healers? Turn the Wi-Fi off. Turn the LTE on if you need your phone for some reason. Like I said, start getting into the habit of just leaving your damn phone at home. But if you really need to take your phone with you somewhere, okay, turn on the LTE, turn off the Wi-Fi. Why? Because it's constantly going to look for Wi-Fi opportunities to connect. Every area, whose home doesn't have a Wi-Fi now? So every place you drive, it's going to be trying to connect. It's going to be looking for Wi-Fi signals. You have to turn the antenna off. You're not going to be using it. Turn it off. Drop the EMFs that are going to emit from your phone. Remember, this is a two-way device. You don't just receive information as an antenna. It also sends information out. Turn off the antennas you don't need to use at that time. Turn off the Wi-Fi when you're out and about. If you're not using Bluetooth, turn it off. If you're not needing direction somewhere, keep your GPS locator off. Keep yourself private on your body, carrying it, right? There's got to be a device that I can put the phone in and it'll protect me while it's on. Yeah, okay. Show me that device. Show me that pouch. I just tested three of those. None of them worked. But it's Faraday. I don't think you understand what Faraday means. I don't think you understand what Faraday does. And I don't think many people who are making supposed Faraday cages understand either. So how about we develop a better habit as a precaution? Here's the better habit. Turn the phone off if you're carrying it around. It's okay for a device with an off switch to be off. That's totally cool. Turn it off. Put it in your back pocket. I don't care. Put it next to your heart or your breast. I don't care. But let's flip this around. If it's on with all the antennas running and you put it in your back pocket, that's pretty close to your reproductive organs. You think there's going to be a problem there? I do. If your phone is running with all the antenna on and you put it in a chest pocket close to your heart, or you put it in your bra or your sports bra, ladies, next to your tatas, ladies, and then a little bit later, you start developing breast cancer, and the doctor says, well, I have no idea where that could have come from. Really? I do. I got a couple ideas. Healthier habits, healers. We need them. We need them immediately, especially with the phone. Wait till you see what's emitting off of this phone. It's going to drive you crazy. You'll be like, what? I didn't know. Yes, nobody did. That's why we don't guess when we can know. And that's why we don't mind being a little inconvenienced if it's going to be for the greater good of our health. I don't mind being a little inconvenienced if it's going to improve my health and how I feel. That's not an inconvenience to me. That's just a decision, a choice, a way of life. That's all that is. If you are grounding yourself, do not use your technology. If you are grounding yourself or earthing, something we're going to do not be touching a device while you are grounding or earthing. Put the device on the ground or on the earth and then touch it. You see that little switch? Let me tell you exactly how often I'm holding my phone these days. Zero. Let me tell you how close my phone is to me when I'm not using it. It's at least a foot away from me at all times. When I'm using my phone, am I holding it in one hand and then touching it with the other hand? No. When I'm using my phone, typing a text or something like that, it is on a table or something, and I'm touching it with one hand or one finger. Well, are you afraid of your phone? No, I'm not afraid of my phone. I'm not stupid, is what it is. I understand what's coming off of that phone. I understand what's coming off the screen, what's coming off the edges of the phone, what's coming off the bottom of the phone. There is nothing that you can do, knowing what I know now, to get me to hold this phone and use the phone the way I used to. There's nothing you could do, say, or give me that would make me go back to the behaviors I had before. And guess what? Now my hands don't tingle. Guess what? Now I don't feel weird after using it and getting lost in a stupid social media thread. Now I don't have this addictive relationship with my phone anymore, where I feel it has to be on my body and it has to leave the house with me as if it's a third arm. I've broken the phone addiction. There you go, Nishana. I've broken the addiction of this device, the spell that it has cast over all of us, that, oh my God, I can't possibly exist without it. I did just fine before these things were invented. And I'm doing just fine with this new relationship now. Blue light off at home, Wi-Fi on, every other antenna off. Sleeping, airplane mode or off, especially when charging it. No reason to be touching or anywhere near this phone when you are charging it. Away from home, Wi-Fi off. Turn on the LTE. On your body, Airplane mode at best, and I don't even do airplane mode. When I put this on my body, if I do take it with me, I turn the damn phone off. I don't care if I'm just walking to my vehicle. I can turn it back on. It's my phone. Well, that's inconvenient. No, that's you being lazy, and you're the one that's going to suffer the consequences of that laziness if you don't get into a better relationship and break this addiction. When I'm calling, it's never on my body, and it certainly never comes close to my head, my sixth chakra, or my seventh chakra. Not happening. I use speakerphone. And if speakerphone's not working, I just plug in. I plug in a headset with a microphone. And I usually go outside and I'll throw the phone. And I do this now. I throw the phone on the ground. The phone actually sits on the ground while I'm talking to someone. Because the phone sitting on the ground on Mother Earth, Earth is the shield. Mother Earth is the shield, everybody. Now Mother Earth is grounding that phone. And what'll happen occasionally? Calls will drop. Great. Thank you, Mama. The phone now has to fight to stay connected because it can't overcome Mother Earth. but I'm protected by Mother Earth. Instead of me holding my phone when I'm talking, Mother Earth is grounding that phone out. Fantastic. Exactly what I wanted. Thank you so much. Under my computer, I have a grounding mat. Now, all of the technology is used properly, but I do not ground myself while touching technology, because then all of that, all those EMFs are going to run through me to get to the ground. I want the device grounded, and then I can touch it. In my home, I'll put the phone on a grounding mat while I'm talking to someone. Am I touching the phone? No, I'm still connected, either speakerphone or connected through wires. When I'm texting, browsing, gaming, yeah, I'll put the phone on a table and or on the couch, but I'm not holding it while I'm doing anything anymore. Do you understand? That's how serious I am about this, folks. Just like I was serious about the water. Was I right about the water? Yeah. You tell me what I haven't been right about the last 4 years. For those of you that want to get pissy about your addiction with your phone, tell me what I haven't been right about the last 4 years. I was right about the death certificates. First person to come out about it. I was right about vitamin D. First person to come out with that. I was right about all of these things all along the way. But now you're going to be addicted to your phone and now tell me that I'm wrong about this? Prove it. I want that smoke. Bring it. I don't come out and say something, y'all, until I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about now. And you can decide, because I love freedom, to do what you feel is right for you. Take this advice that's coming from a place of love, coming from God, really, and throw it away or embrace it and say, you know what? I'm going to get into a better relationship with this. I'm going to break this addiction. People who want to be healthy, people who love God are going to break this addiction. Let me tell you that right now. Yeah, I'm going to put it on you right now. You love God, you're going to break this addiction. This is an addiction we got to break. This is an addiction to the devil. We got to break it. So with all that being said, healers, shutting it down for the day. Listen to this again, this episode. Get these healthy habits established and get control over these damn antennas in your phone, starting with that damn GPS, that location that's taking away your privacy. Turn that damn antenna off and get your privacy back. You deserve it. May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. From Dr. H for the Energetic Health Institute and Energetic Health Radio, wishing you a beautiful day wherever you may be. Bye-bye and adios.